Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They got 3 bad starts against the A's. Dean Kramer, Orioles tried to give him the silver platter win. Here you go. There's 3-0 lead. Handle this. Do your thing. Do what you've been doing, which has been awesome since the start of May. Dean Kramer. That was the surprising part, that he was just all over the place and he couldn't get himself out of jams. And then eventually the Orioles are fighting from behind. And then Kerstad strikes out with the bases loaded. I mean, we can revisit, I'm sure. And then Saturday, Morton was awful. Couldn't throw strikes. Labored. They were down 4-0. Or 4-1 because they took the lead early. And then Sagano yesterday, and you heard Manzolino struggling. Up in his zone, bloop this. Rivera and Gunner, two mental gaps. Rivera had a rough day all around. So did Gunner. First and second, less than 2 outs. He couldn't get, you know, he strikes out. But Rivera let that one Olay, which they eventually turned back into a hit. Gunner got the E, and rightfully so, on the charge. But the defense didn't do him any favors. But also, Orioles were 0-8 with runners in scoring position. This guy Lopez came in yesterday with an earned run average of 7. Now, had a really good start late May where he went 7, did well, but he's kind of an opener sort of guy. He's bounced up and down with the minors, etc. And he goes out there laboring early. He's throwing balls all over the place, and you know, it looked like the Orioles were going to get an advantage just because he couldn't throw strikes and they couldn't come through in the clutch. So a sweep would have put them 9 games below 500. Instead, they lose 2 out of 3, so they come back to Baltimore tomorrow against the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, 12 games out. Whereas Tampa's on fire, Toronto's playing better, Boston just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the Bronx. The Orioles go to Sacramento with a chance to add a little more juice to what has been signs of life in June, and they flatline. And the rotation, the 3 starters were the main reason, in my opinion, that they couldn't get out of Sacramento with a series win.
I totally agree with you, Bob. That's what I told Nolan when we were, you know, in the bullpen previously. It was a totally different start for all 3 of them. You know, I mean, watching Morton on Saturday, Jesus Christ, that was difficult. You know, I mean, like after he couldn't get an out, and you know, like the Palmer's like, somebody going to start to warm up?
Yeah. Manzo?
Yeah.
But the tough loss, Nolan, was the Friday night loss. You're up early. Kramer's been great. And then he just really labored against an A's lineup that's got some. And this Wilson kid's, what, 2nd in baseball?
Yeah.
In batting average. And Soderstrom had the great start to the season. They have some dudes. It's not like they're no talent whatsoever. But they've been bad. Like, hadn't won a series in over a month bad. So, you got to keep the foot on the throat there. And the Orioles went in there and just kind of handed them a series win.
Yeah.
To their detriment, obviously.
I mean, this had to be, I think a lot of people were hoping, oh, hey, another sweep here. You're going up against a team that, you know, is worse than you in the standings. You got to get this one. But 2 out of 3 was necessary. And you're right. Friday is the one that stings because that it was right there for you. It's a one-run game. Even though you gave it up, you know, what, Holiday had the late homer there. The game was there for the taking, even if you didn't get the starting pitching. And I thought yesterday, Sagano is the worst he's looked all year. But still, there's room there to come back. That shouldn't be something that's impossible to surmount. I find myself a little more frustrated with the offense than anything this weekend. Because, all right, pitching, was it winning performances all 3 days? No, far from it. And probably should have lost on Saturday. So, I mean, thank God they fought back and at least salvaged one win because getting swept here would have been devastating. But yesterday, the lefty woes again, this just can't be their reality. If they are going to be back, and I proclaim them as back, you can't go out there and let scrub left-handers look like elite.
How about any left-hander?
Well, all right, if you're going to get blown, or you're going to get...
They're facing a guy on Wednesday who's far from that. Lefty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Facing him or when Garrett Crochet was dominant against them earlier this year, it made sense. Those are good pitchers. But journeymen, guys who haven't found their footing at the major league level, no.
Yeah, Newcomb came in and looked like Vita Blue against the Orioles coming out of the bullpen for Lopez. But hey, 0-for-8 runners in scoring position. To your point, Nolan, I'm feeling your frustration with that. But the offense won him the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. The offense put him in position to win the game on Friday. Yesterday, they just went quietly into the Sacramento late afternoon. So now they come back, not back, still in last place in the American League East, 13 games behind the New York Yankees. They're still playing their best baseball of the year if we want to look at a 2-3-week stretch. A couple weeks back, they were 19 games under 500. Now they're down to 12. But golden opportunity, in my opinion, lost. And now you come home for the Tigers, which is not going to be easy. And then the Angels come in this weekend, and the Angels are kind of like the Orioles, just mired in this mediocre sort of whatever their reality might be. They do have a better record than Baltimore, by the way.
Well, probably the best thing about the road trip was Rutschman kind of is on fire.
Oh, he's lighting it up here.
Yeah, that was the best thing about the road trip. You'd have felt like, Bob, if they would have beat Seattle 2 out of 3, and then won 2 out of 3 from Oakland, we'd be feeling 100 times
better. That's a great way to look at it. You're 4-2 with 2 series wins.
Right.
You're looking at it in a more positive way. You sweep Seattle. Nolan's, we're black. They're back, baby. And then you go out and lose 2 out of 3 to the A's. It's got a totally different feel to it.
Yeah.
After that.
But still, when I expressed my frustration for the offense yesterday, that came from a change in perspective. After watching Saturday and watching this last week plus, I felt like, all right, you're down whatever it is, 5-1. You can come back from that. I don't care how late it is. I mean, they've showed some fight here as of late where a month ago, they're down 3-1. Oh, turn it off. It's over. So there's already been a change in focus here.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup were, you know, because Holiday was doing a nice job and in Rutschman and in Gunner. I mean, to me, that was the big difference.
I mean, they did combine for 4 hits yesterday, but none of the crucial variety. Gunner, as we said, he was up in a interesting spot when the Orioles had, because Adley had singled, they had first and second, but one out, and he strikes out, and Laureano flies out to right field. So you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. So over the course of just 3 days, Friday, we're feeling good. We're pumping. We're banging chest. Well, not really, but you get it. We're feeling it was a different energy about the team from the fan base, certainly from the team themselves. And now here we are. It's sort of deflating, I would say. Now you're up against it against Detroit. Now, if they could take 2 out of 3 from them, dare I say sweep, because you never know. That's why they play the game. Then the Angels come to town. It's like, all right, you got to win this. But 4-2 on this homestand is essential to even have any sort of realistic conversations about playoffs and wild cards and any of that.
Yeah, because there's still, 8.5 out of the wild card? So yeah, they're gonna need that because, like you said earlier, Bob, the East teams are starting to kind of heat up a little.
Yeah, Tampa right now would be in the playoffs if they started today. So with Toronto, all of a sudden, Ravens at OTAs today. Vinny's going to be heading out there around noon. Four open to the media. John Harbaugh's just, hey, you want some Ravens? Go ahead, take some of this.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Bob, is we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the next week is mandatory mini camp on Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we're done.
Yep.
Then we're done.
Till training camp, which I believe the starting date hasn't officially been announced yet, has it?
It's going to be roughly a couple days later than last year because they played the Thursday night game. So like July 24, somewhere in that vicinity.
Now, there was news that broke that I didn't even know about until I walked in this morning that Rashad Bateman signed a contract with Ravens. So it's kind of a moot point sort of thing. But apparently, he could have been available for the right price. We'll get into that when we come back. And more NBA Finals now tied at one. Stanley Cup Finals tied at one. Two overtime thrillers. Game three of that series tonight down in Florida. We'll get into all of that and more. You got the French Open. Epic in both the men's and women's finals. You got, the College World Series. You had the Belmont Stakes. That was a busy weekend of sports. We're talking about it here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, weather. Hold off, man. We haven't been in outside pickles fun in 3 weeks. So it's time to get back on a horse. Down there, Ravens at OTAs today.
You're going to have beautiful weather. The only, Bob, Tuesday is your only chance of rain.
What is the percentage?
60.
At what time?
Yeah, I don't know that.
If it's between 1 and 4, we're good. Anything after that, it decreases, we're in business.
Yeah, then we're getting up to 90 degrees.
Yeah, we haven't been near the crush bus in quite some time. Ravens OTAs, last one. Before the mandatory minicamp, which is next week, and we'll get into Lamar and not being there. I don't think it's a big deal, but I didn't know it was going to cost him financially,
Yeah. Which
we'll talk about. But let's talk about the Orioles. Let's go to 410-583-1057. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
So I agree with you guys that it's really a perspective thing because I was as mad as as anything yesterday, seeing that we lost the series to the A's. But then my dad gave me a little bit of insight, say, you know, with the 4-2 on the road trip. And I sat back and I said, you know, you're right that if you said that a month ago, I'd say that was a pretty good road trip. I think it just stinks because of who we lost to. But leading into that, the Athletics.
Yes.
They're a really good offensive team. I mean, I was if I were coaching, I would have given Jacob Wilson the Barry Bonds treatment. I mean, every time that guy got up, he was just getting a hit. And, you know, it's really interesting to see that it's a very different type of approach that they have where, you know, they were hitting duck farts and balls up the middle. And I was like, man, they're a really good hitting team that they shouldn't be as bad as what their record says. So
yeah, they started off okay, and then they crapped the bed in May. But still, yeah. I hear what you're saying, Ryan. But you know, you come in there playing as well as you've been playing, and your rotation's been dealing the way that it's been dealing. You got to get out of there with a series win. And Friday, I mean, I thought Sagana was a lock yesterday. So. A tough series, L, but you can make up for it by going, hey, 4-2 on this homestand against Tigers and Angels.
Right. Well, and then I heard somebody say leading into Saturday's game, they said, you were talking about the starting pitching, and they said, well, you know, I feel pretty good about today. We've got Charlie Morton on the mound. And I said, oh, are you sure about that?
Yeah, right. Well, he pitched like the Morton of April, unfortunately. And, you know, the Orioles had their offense bailed them out, Ryan, of that game, but thanks for the call. And Vinny, you said it. If it's a 2-1 series win, hey, you won the series on the road.
Right.
But then you sweep Seattle, and then you go into Oakland or Sacramento, you're feeling good about yourselves. And then you lose, and then you blow the game on Friday.
I bet you they felt the same way getting on that plane flying back last night. It was, you know, it wasn't, we're 4-2.
I would assume. And we'll talk later in the program about the Orioles here with Steve Molesky. It was opportunity lost.
No doubt.
Sacramento. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Tough loss out in Oakland, man. I mean, my bad. I said it. Not Oakland. Sacramento, Vegas, over there.
It'll happen for years and years and years.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, I was feeling good, you know, going into Sacramento, you know, and then Friday night we had Dean Kramer on the mound. And then he happened to pitch his worst game this season. Mm-hmm. You know, 5 earned runs, gave up 8 hits. And they even gave him a 3-0 lead, man. We was up 3-0. I'm down at the Wu-Tang show Friday, and, you know, I'm checking out the score. I'm like, oh, we up 3-0, man. Perfect. Next thing I know, it's tied up. I'm like, man, come on.
And then you blinked, and they were losing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You know, because when I called Friday, I was like, man, you know, maybe we can, you know, get out of here, going Sacramento and get this.
Huh. Sean intercepted.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe his boss said, get to work. Yeah. Enough of this jibber jabber on Sports Talk Radio. Yeah, they're lamenting, we're lamenting everything that happened in Sacramento. But the only thing you can do, you can't replay the games. Now you have to go out there and win against Detroit. It's not going to be an easy thing. Detroit right now, the best team record-wise in baseball. They've got to handle their business too. I mean, Detroit's trying to run away with the American League Central right now. And they lost Jackson Jobe, one of their top young pitchers, to an injury last week, but they still got plenty on the hill. Now, the Orioles are supposed to get Westberg back, maybe Mullins, and then Gary Sanchez eventually, Tyler O'Neill. So they'll get reinforcements offensively, but, you know, it still goes back to what the arms race is for them, and that they're on that fine line, as we've discussed. If they fade out, if they have another losing month here in June, I'm guessing Sagano, Eflin, they're on the table.
Yeah, the only thing, Bob, that worries me is, you know, I mean, as good as they pitched for a stretch, and as many as the Orioles need to win, I don't know if they can do it consistently enough to get them back in the game.
Right, and I would say this. If you keep Oakland to 4 runs, once you get everybody healthy, do you have the offense to bash away and overcome deficits, which they've had the previous 2 years even if everyone's healthy, I don't see it. What do you think, Nolan? No Neil, Mullins, Westberg, they're all back. Forget about Mountcastle. He's out 8 to 12 weeks. He might not be back until August.
He must have tore that.
Yeah, he's gone. So are they going to put together a capable enough offense to outslug teams? Because you know the Yankees could put runs up. Toronto can do it. I mean, Boston, they hit 5 home runs last night. Can the Orioles match run for run if it becomes slow pitch softball?
Yeah, I don't want to understate the impact that some of these returning players could have, because maybe about a month ago or earlier this season, I was skeptical. You know, oh, you're missing Couser, you're missing Westberg. You get those guys back, things will change. And I was like, I just don't know. But then you see with Couser in his return, what kind of instant impact he can have. I mean, look at all the home runs he's bashing, had the big swing that helped you win it on Saturday. So obviously defense, you'll take that. But from an offensive standpoint, I think I maybe underestimated what these players could do. So obviously Jordan coming back tomorrow, Cedric should be back at some point in the series. I think it makes a huge difference.
So we'll see if the Orioles can bring the bats to the party. This 0 for 8 runners in scoring position nonsense. Is it good enough? We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. 11 o'clock, Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens and Orioles with him. Whip around 11:15. Then 11:30, going to hear from John Harbaugh. Met with the media over the weekend at OTA's final week of them. Yes, the final week of them. Belmont, let's put it in perspective. Belmont was Saturday. Triple Crown races are done. It's over. NBA Stanley Cup Finals, they're going to be done within a week. Yes, we're at that part of the year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ravens back at OTAs today. We'll talk to Kyle Goon about that from the Baltimore Banner. Get Kyle's thoughts on the Orioles coming off a 4-2 road trip, but it feels less than satisfying, shall we say, after what they did in Seattle. Before we get back to the phones, now the Rashad Bateman move or news, signed his contract, so he's staying in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That was celebrated. He met with the media. We've discussed that at length, and rightfully so, but apparently, Vinny, he was available for the taking for the right price, because as Nolan, you get in here too, Dallas had overtures, pretty strong ones, but the Ravens kind of a Mutombo'd set advances. But I guess he could have been available if the right deal was in place.
Well, I think what happened was Bateman went to them after the season, said, I want a new deal. And Eric, what the Ravens have done in the past, I think they did it with Ray Lewis, and I think they did it with Ed Reed, too, later on in their careers. Like, you go out and see what's available. So I think they told, I think they gave Bates' agent permission to go out and shop. And they came back, and there was a lot of interest. So Eric's probably like,
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. And then you kind of find out what his value is league-wide. All right, the value's pretty high. So, you know, they signed him, which I think is the right move for them because I think, you know, Bateman is just ready to take off now. So I think it was a good move by Eric and found out that, you know, his player is well-liked.
Yeah, and Bateman, as we've discussed many times, looked like kind of a bust as a first-round draft pick because he couldn't stay healthy early in his career, but played all 17 games last year, played great in the playoffs. So he got rewarded financially and goes back to what the Ravens look like now with weapons. They've got a lot of them, and he's now very much a prime target for Lamar Jackson. In this Baltimore offense.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just think that Lamar now, I think he has total confidence in, and it looks like he has, you know, he has total confidence in Bateman, which we saw a lot in the red zone. We saw him, you know, because why do you get confidence in your receiver? Because he makes plays for you. He makes nice catches, you know, then you're going to get confidence in him. And we saw, like, after some touchdown catches, Lamar sprinting down the field and stuff. So the chemistry between those two is totally different. I think he's got it with Zay. I think he's got it with Andrews. I think he's got it with Likely. So I think he has confidence in a lot of guys on that offense. And now the same guys are going to be there. And we should just keep getting better and better and better offensively.
So Rashad Bateman could have found himself a new home, but instead he's staying in Baltimore, got rewarded financially and rightfully so. Now he's part of a Ravens team that's expected to be one of the best in the National Football League. You want to get in on that? You can at 410-583-1057. Ravens back at OTAs. 4 days open to the media starting today. Vinny will be heading out there to one winning drive. Going to get hot this week, too. So get your sweatpants on. Orioles, they're coming home after dropping 2 out of 3 to Sacramento after the sweep of the Seattle Mariners. So now 4-2 road trip. Yes, it's a winning road trip. You're feeling good about that, but the way it ended kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth. Right, PT and Towson?
I'm stung. No doubt about it. But the only guy that agrees with me on the show is Rashawn, and he just got clipped. But I agree with each one of you guys this morning. At first, Bob, I completely agree. I thought we had it in a bag yesterday with Sagano. I think Vinny makes the best point that if we had lost one in Seattle and won the last one in Oakland, taking 2 out of 3, we'd all have a different mindset. But the thing I want to talk about is Nolan, and I completely agree with what he said. The lineup let us down, and tell me where you disagree, Bob. Okay. But that lineup yesterday with Rivera and Carlson, those are two guys that aren't even going to be on the team.
I don't know if Carlson's going to be getting sacrificed here because he's been one of their best hitters in the month of June since late May, and he can play all three outfield spots. I mean, it's a crunch. What works against him is he's got options. So they can send him back. And do you hurt Kerstad's feelings by sending him back, you know, to the minors? Because they can do that as well. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Carlson's gone just yet. He could be, but I don't know. I think it's a much more interesting conversation.
Right. It's up in the air. But you'd agree our best lineup is Holiday, Juan, Rutschman, Gunner, Westberg, and the four-hole, O'Hearn. And I know you guys aren't crazy about O'Neill. But again, guys, please, in his last 4 seasons, he has hit over 30 home runs 2 of those 4 years. I know he hasn't done anything for us, but they signed him to that big contract for a reason. Then you got Colton in the 7 hole, and I'm still really high on Mayo. I think he looks like a different guy. And then you got Mullins batting nine. So again, Westberg, O'Neill, and Mullins weren't even in the lineup, you know, the last month. You put those, that's all I want, man. Give me seven games out of the, give me seven games out of the wild card on July 1st, and you just let me run with the team we were supposed to have. You got Larinaro as the
Laureano.
As the bat.
Laureano.
Yeah, I butcher that, and I apologize because I love that guy. I mean, he's a battler. I mean, when he struck out on that ridiculous call, he wanted to eat that umpire. I love that guy. But Urias, he's a deeper bench guy, you know. And again, I'm with you, Bob. I don't know if you keep Mateo or you keep Kerstad, and maybe that's what it's going to come down to, Carlson, Kerstad. But man, the backup catcher,
Maverick,
Gary
Sanchez. Him.
Right. We love Maverick, but the guy's not a major league hitter right now. Where Sanchez has a career, you know, he's above average major league hitter in his career. So we're not playing with our best team. Give me the seven games out of the wild card, July 1st. And then for God's sake, if we can stay healthy for 3 months, I really think we have a chance just chipping away two games at a time. All you don't right. see
PT,
that at
PT,
all.
PT, I hear you, and your positivity starting to grow on me, but I'm going to drop a truth bomb on you about Tyler O'Neill. Truth bomb detonated. You said two of the last 4 years. The 2 years, and it's only two, that he's played over 100 games, he's hit over 30 home runs. That's two. Going back to 2018 when he debuted. Okay? So, I don't know if he gets 100 games. He's already missed a ton this year. He's played 24 games. And how many? Let's see. Let me do math.
He's got to play 76.
Orioles 20s. Are 26 and 38. What's that? 64 games, right?
Yep.
He's missed 40 games already. Right. So, Nolan, we'll get you in here because he did mention you by name. Tyler O'Neill, do you feel as though if he could stay healthy, which has been the story of his career, that he becomes the remedy for the middle of the lineup? And I don't know if I want Moon Man batting seventh, to be totally honest with you. I want him much higher than that.
They don't really need him to go where they want to go, because he's been so far removed from what they've been doing all year. And when he does come back, I really don't have the faith that he's going to stay healthy for the entire time. I mean, it'd be great if the Orioles got on a run. He comes back, gives you a really good month where he's just swinging away. And if he does end up getting hurt later down the road, I mean, it's probably going to happen. But I'm not relying on him to be a staple in this lineup.
I'm with you 100%.
If he doesn't play another game for the Orioles this year, I don't think it really changes.
And he's been very underwhelming defensively, too. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to be an upgrade over Santander in right field. And PT, you said you want to be seven games out of the wild card by July 1st. They're 8.5 now. So they're within sniffing. I want to be, you know, speaking for me now, obviously, I want to be by July 1st, like 3-4 games out of the wild card and well under 10 games below 500, not the 12 that they're at right now. They're still up against it. Are they back?
I think the biggest problem, Bob, is you get all those guys back. I think that's great, but can the starting pitching stay consistent and go into the sixth inning, you know, throughout like they were? I don't know if they're good enough to do that.
Well, we saw it a couple times through the rotation.
Right.
Can they extend it through like a legitimate let's make a playoff push run? And with the offense, as I said in the first segment, I'm not buying them coming back being the 27 Yankees either. But are the Orioles back, or are they just
I'm still
better?
Sticking with – I don't want to waffle back and forth, okay. So I'll stick with back, as embarrassing as that is to say on this Monday. But we'll know by the end of June. Like, we're going to have a definitive answer on this team within the – you got 20 games in the span of 21 days here before the end of the month. Some good teams in there, but also some teams that, quite frankly, I'd expect them to beat. So if they handle their business over this next stretch, we'll know for sure. There won't be any, we'll put it this way. It won't be July 1st. We won't be having the conversations, are they back or not? It'll be a very definitive yes or no.
And if they're not back by July 1st, they're selling. in a big, big way. We'll come back, reset the program for you on this Monday. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens and Orioles with him. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports over the weekend? A ton, as a matter of fact. And then John Harbaugh met with the media last week. We'll hear from him at 11:30. Ravens back at it today. Owings Mills. I know you look outside your window. Weather doesn't look all that great, but it's going to be better, and it's going to be hotter as the day progresses. 105.7, talking about the Orioles debacle in Sacramento over the weekend against the A's. Save for Saturday when they came from behind to win. Charlie Morton scuffled. Matt Bowman saved him out of the bullpen.
And then they cut him.
They gets DFA'd for Blewett. It's not Blewett. It's Blewett. So it's not Scott Blewett. I blew it. Appropriately named. He's Blewett. He pitched well yesterday,
yeah,
by the way.
Got, what, five for five?
Out of the pen. So there you go. And then yesterday, as we talked about Sagano, he wasn't on point. The offense was just not kind of not in it. The defense was shaky. And a recipe for a loss against a team that hadn't won a series in over a month, the Sacramento A's. So now the Orioles come home licking their wounds on a Monday before the Detroit Tigers come to town. And they are right now the best team record-wise in Major League Baseball, and they had that magical run in the second half of last season. They did lose Jackson Jobe to an injury, possibly for the season, but they still have Scooble. They still have Casey Mize. Remember him? He was the number one pick in the draft. Already had Tommy John surgery. Jack Flaherty, they brought him back in the offseason because they trade-pieced him. They were out of it at the trade deadline last year. Traded Flaherty to the Dodgers, and he helped them win the World Series. And then came back, and he's been okay for the most part for Detroit. I know there's some talk that he might return to Baltimore after a debacle of a second half in 23 for the Orioles. But the Tigers are legit. Angels are playing better. They got Mike Trout back. Joe Adell's having a nice little run here. So the Orioles just have to handle their own business, which they didn't do, unfortunately, against the A's. Starting on Friday night when they were up 3-0 and wound up losing that game and had multiple opportunities to win said game late in it and couldn't get the clutch hit. Now, the Ravens are back at OTAs today, and it is voluntary. So explain, Vinny, how Lamar Jackson could possibly face a financial loss even though it's voluntary.
Yeah.
Organized team.
Yeah, when he signed his new contract, $750,000 was for 80% of off-season workouts. If he was in 80% of the workouts, he would get $750,000. If he was not, he would forfeit $750,000. And so last year, he made one OTA and I think three mandatory minicamps. So four of, let's say, 30 workouts. So that's not close to 80%. So he forfeits $750,000. And this year, the Ravens got $750,000 extra cap dollars from Lamar not doing it last year. And it looks like the same thing this year. So in 2026, they will accumulate another $750,000 in cap space because Lamar is not gonna get 80% of the offseason workouts. And you know what? I mean, Lamar signed it and Lamar negotiated it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was something that he just feels like he'd rather be at home, and that $750,000, you know, who knows what he makes off the field, you know, and he forfeits that money. And he has, you know, and I'm sure he and Eric, they're negotiating a new deal where he's going to get $60 million a year. So that's a pocket change to him.
Now, Kyle Hamilton hasn't been at OTA since the first one. So could this be more of a contract-related absence? Again, let's stress, everybody, it's voluntary, not mandatory this week. Next week, you got to be there.
Yeah, otherwise you get fined. Bob, I would guess that it's contract related, because the last time we heard Hamilton talk was a while ago, and he was like, no, that's for my agent to handle, you know, I mean, so I would imagine that, you know, the agent's telling him, listen, I'm
because you know he's talked to Eric. So they're negotiating. I don't know how far in the negotiations they are, but they're negotiating. And if I'm the agent, I'm saying, Kyle, don't go because we don't want you to get hurt. You know, because if you get hurt at OTAs, all that's going to do is hurt my negotiating. So, you know, I mean, he's going to be the highest paid safety in the league. By how much? I guess that's what they're determining.
Yeah, and we expect, however, everyone will be there next week.
Yes.
Unless the Hamilton contract negotiations are more contentious than we know. And look, Tyler Linderbaum, who's been there.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't even pick up his fifth-year option, so they're negotiating a deal. But if anyone doesn't show up, you're surprised. I'll be stunned if people blow off mandatory minicamp next week.
I don't think they will, Bob. I think, you know, what we would see is if they're, you know, in negotiations or whatever, and Hamilton, you know, his agent, and if he's not working, if he's there, I think he'll be there. But if he's not working out, totally contract related, you know, and he would be there and, you know, doing stuff on the side. And, you know, I'm sure Harbs would say, oh, you tweaked a hammy or something like that.
When we come back, Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, we'll talk Ravens and Orioles with him. So stick around. Whip around left 15. What a busy weekend in the world of sports outside of our little Baltimore bubble. We'll get into all of that and more. Going to hear from John Harbaugh as he met with the media last week at OTAs. Then a fun house trip, Nolan McGraw. And then Vinny's out to one winning drive. The sun's now coming out. It's going to be 80 degrees. Hey, we're having fun on a Monday here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.